We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, our good friend Larry Fitzgerald, Twin Cities broadcaster and columnist with the National Programming Network. And Larry, always great to have you on the airwaves, and it certainly has been a roller coaster of emotions the last few weeks in the wake of the George Floyd killing by the MPD. And I know for you and your family, it's a double whammy because you spent a lot of time in South Minneapolis, very close to Ground Zero, 38th in Chicago.
Good to be with you, Eric. So true, and yes. We're watching America change right before our eyes, and I was just thinking about it, you know, during this coronavirus pandemic comes along every 100 years, supposedly, and we're experiencing it. We haven't had any games, although they're playing on the PGA Tour as we speak. We haven't had any games for almost 95-some days, and it took the entire sports world to shut down, and the horrific murder execution of George Floyd to shake up America.
Yeah, no question about it, and it's incredible to me. You know, it started out as a bonfire here in Minneapolis. It quickly became a wildfire across the nation, and then went global. And Larry, the dominoes are falling in every direction. I mean, so many repercussions to this tragic incident. I want to start with your son, Larry Jr., who is the outstanding wideout for the Arizona Cardinals, went to Holy Angels High School here in the Twin Cities, and someday will be a first ballot Hall of Famer in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. He penned a long essay a few days ago for the New York Times talking about this isn't the Minneapolis that he remembered growing up as a youngster in, you know, near 38th in Chicago. I know it's hit Larry Jr. and your other son Marcus hard, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, and it should. It should hit everyone hard because this is a horrible thing, and it's something that people have talked about. In the black community is not just a one-time thing. It happens all the time. And, you know, me, myself, I've experienced it. I've been profiled. I've been pulled over by the police. I've been assaulted by the Minneapolis police. And so my 41 years in Minneapolis and St. Paul, I've experienced some tremendous times. I love it here. But I've had some battles, and I can tell you, you know, I had to shield my sons, Marcus and Larry, in many ways from certain things, and had to give them game plans for if that day happened when they experienced being stopped by the Minneapolis police. Because when you experience it, you better get your children prepared for it. And so, fortunately, they never had to experience that. And it's a blessing because they very well could have been George Floyd on 38th in Chicago because they grew up in the neighborhood.
You and I have done radio now, Larry, for about 2.5 decades. Hard to believe it's been that long. But you told me a long time ago, your parents, growing up in Mississippi, were chased by the Ku Klux Klan. And I've always remembered you saying that to me. And it was something that impacted me because I said to myself, can you imagine having that as part of your backdrop, you know, your life story? And as you said, it's been going on for a long time. To be blunt, 401 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, being here in my career in broadcasting, journalism, writing, television, almanac, I've tried to remind those that would listen to my piece, my story, that my mindset was shaped by my parents. I lived through them, and they shared with me why they left Natchez, Mississippi. So they went to Chicago. I was born there. And so when you're an impressionable young kid and they're telling you about their life story and why they did this and why they did that, and then they take you as a kid and you're marching with Dr. Martin Luther King, and then years later, Dr. Martin Luther King gets assassinated. I mean, these are things that have an impact on your mindset as you grow older. And so it shaped my consciousness. I happen to be in the media business. And so that's what I have tried to do in the media business, is have a social conscience for reporting, whether it's covering the Vikings, whether it's covering the National Football League, National Hockey League, whether it's covering Major League Baseball, NBA, MLS, whatever it may be. I've tried to make certain that I give that piece, because that's going to give me, I believe, an advantage of sharing to the masses that you can't just look through one prism. You got to look at it through a wide range. And it's taken a long time, but hopefully America's getting it.
Larry Fitzgerald, our guest, Twin Cities broadcaster and columnist with the National Programming Network here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline on CCO. Larry, the last couple of weeks, I was a news reporter for WCCO, covering protests, going down to Ground Zero, and then being at the historic announcement on Sunday at Powderhorn Park when the Minneapolis City Council voted to defund the MPD. Now, I've talked to a lot of people about this, and there's mixed reaction, black and white. I want to know, what are your thoughts? Do you believe we need police reform or police defunding? Where do you fall on that?
Well, I don't really know what police reform truly means, and I don't know what, the other part, just totally breaking it up. And does that have something to do with the fact that the union is obviously not good for the Minneapolis Police Department and the direction that they have shaped for many of the police officers? So I just look at the entire Minneapolis Police Department needs to take a bath. You know, put them all in hot water with a lot of soap and wash them, and don't let anybody out until they're clean. So whatever that means, that's what they need to do. And hopefully they'll start doing it.
Colin Kaepernick in 2016 took a stand by taking a knee. He became a lightning rod. Some people didn't understand his message, including the 45th president of the U.S. He's been blackballed from the NFL. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Do you think he will play again? And do you agree with Steve Kerr, the Golden State Warriors head coach, who said earlier this week, as time goes on, we will look at Colin Kaepernick like Muhammad Ali. He will go from villain to hero.
I think that's a pretty good comparison. Although Muhammad Ali, when he ran into America telling him he had to go to war, and he said, hey, I have no problem with those Vietnamese by religious beliefs. I'm not going to do it. And so people turned against him, many people. You could see it sometimes in some of his fights. The opponent refused to call him Ali, Muhammad Ali. They wanted to call him Cassius Clay, and he would beat them until they start calling him Muhammad Ali. So in Colin Kaepernick's situation, I mean, here's a guy who obviously was at the top of his career, and then it was sliding a bit, but he was moved consciously to make a statement, and in making that statement, it essentially cost him his career. And it's been 3 years. He hadn't played. The National Football League and the owners resented the approach. And they certainly didn't like the controversy that developed, the ratings slip. And they made their stand. They decided what they decided. And so here we have Commissioner Roger Goodell announcing that the National Football League is taking $250 million and directing it towards social causes. And June 19th in this country forever be a holiday for every NFL player. The Minnesota Vikings have committed $5 million. The Twins have committed $25 million. We're seeing everybody, or many, do things that consciously is moving them to show that they want to help be a part of the change. And so I believe Colin Kaepernick certainly probably in all likelihood has to be in that comparison with Muhammad Ali and Arthur Ashe for making a social stance that took a lot of criticism, was dealt with unfairly. He was discriminated against. There's no secret to that. And I don't know if you can recover from being discriminated against. I don't know if he even should. I mean, how do you come back from something like that? I know I've had troubles dealing with, you know, discrimination that I've had to experience in my life and my career. And so by the grace of God, he showed me a different vehicle. And I've been driving that vehicle ever since.
All right, Larry, stick around. We will take a quick break. More with Larry Fitzgerald, Twin Cities broadcaster and columnist here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We continue our chat with Twin Cities broadcaster and columnist Larry Fitzgerald on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And Larry, since the George Floyd killing at the hands of the MPD, the dominoes have really been falling in every direction. There have been a lot of repercussions to this, and we have a legitimate movement going on in this nation. Are you happy to see the amount of athletes speaking out about this, including a number of prominent white athletes, especially somebody like Blake Wheeler from the Twin Cities, plays for the Winnipeg Jets in the National Hockey League, or some of the other people who are NASCAR drivers? I look at that as an encouraging sign.
Yeah, I'm excited about everyone, regardless of race, speaking out about what moves them to speak out. I mean, everybody's different, and everybody doesn't share and live the same experience. I know that you work with me when we started, when I was hired by a radio station in town, and when you and I became probably the most dynamic team to work together in this state's history, they broke us up. And you experienced things working with me that you probably never thought you would ever experience. And so you lived it. I lived it. It was something that many are beginning to understand now that they've seen, you know, what happened on 38th in Chicago. But it took a video for everybody to see it. I just keep reminding people there have been many other incidents, not just by the Minneapolis police, but in job searches, job hirings, politics, religion, you name it, where there have been horrible circumstances, but it wasn't caught on video. And so we got to always be conscious of that and mindful of the reality of America. America is what it is, and hopefully the change that is taking place is a change that's going to totally take place.
Yeah, and I want to echo what you said about the video. It was a teenager who got her cell phone out and videotaped the horrific situation at 38th in Chicago that allowed this thing to reach a global status. It was also a video that finally broke the case of Ahmaud Arbery, the young jogger in Georgia. That thing was swept under the rug, covered up and buried for 3 months. And it took an accidental video, and we're not talking phone, but we're talking about a guy looking out his window in the early morning hours in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles and hearing some noise and seeing a bunch of LAPD officers thumping on Rodney King, and he started rolling on it. Without that, we don't even know about Rodney King. So to your point, it's always made me wonder how many things have gone on that we didn't see that weren't, you know, on video.
Yeah, and we're also reminded that in the Rodney King situation, those police officers got off scot-free. And so we're reminded that even with video, proof, and that's why the spotlight of the George Floyd murder, as we get closer to that eventual trial, people saw what they saw. But once it gets into a courtroom, and just like the attorney representing, I think it's Earl Gray, representing one of the police officers who coughed up $750,000 to get out of jail on bond, he's saying that all my guy did was hold Floyd's feet to the ground so he couldn't kick. So all he did was hold Floyd's feet to the ground while the other one killed him, or he assisted in killing him. So he's saying that, what is he saying, that he didn't have anything to do with it? I mean, it's amazing how a defense will be coming as we get closer to the trial, the eventual trial.
Yeah, no question. It is not going to be easy to get a conviction of these four officers. Larry, one final thought. I'll pivot to sports, try to end on a little bit more upbeat note, although it's not good news for the Minnesota Vikings. But Dalvin Cook, the face of their offense, the multidimensional running back, is hinting at a holdout. In about 45 seconds, what should the Vikings do regarding Cook, who's in the final year of a rookie year contract?
I think they should do the right thing. Ezekiel Elliott last year held out for the Dallas Cowboys. He went all the way to Cabo St. Lucas. Jerry Jones listened, and he got his contract. Now, in this case, Cook was a Pro Bowler, had 13 touchdowns, over 1,300 yards. And so he's watching the fact that Kirk Cousins got $66 million 2 months ago. And the head coach, Mike Zimmer, got his contract extended. He's saying, hey, what about me? So I think the Vikings should take that into consideration when they're looking at, here's your top player, saying, hey, what about me?
Yeah, and you and I saw with our own eyes at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara in January, the San Francisco 49ers said, you know what, we are going to take Dalvin Cook out of the Vikings offense and make somebody else beat us, and nobody was able to step up and get it done. The 49ers game plan worked to perfection.
Certainly did, and of course it led to them doing the same thing to the Packers and getting to the Super Bowl.
All right, Larry, thanks so much for joining us. Always good to share the airwaves with you. And we'll talk soon because there's always going to be a lot to talk about.
Appreciate it, Eric. Thank you.
All right, very good. Larry Fitzgerald, Twin Cities broadcaster and columnist on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.